Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. U.S. agricultural processor Archer Daniels Midland Company easily beat Wall Street's expectations today, with quarterly profits up 24% despite weakness in the ethanol market. ADM reported a net profit of $585 million, or 91 cents per share, for its fiscal second quarter ending December 31st, compared with $473 million, or 73 cents a share a year earlier. Analysts, on average, were expecting earnings of 68 cents per share. Its oilseed processing business was $100 million higher over a year ago. Corn processing profits, though, plummeted 89% to $29 million from $275 million a year ago, with the lower cost of corn not enough to offset weak demand in the ethanol market. ADM is expected to overtake POET as the largest U.S. ethanol producer, with a total capacity projected to reach 1.62 billion gallons in 2010. Meanwhile, ADM this morning said that 2.7 billion gallons of U.S. ethanol production capacity has been shut down due to weak demand and poor margins. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 79.08, down 28 points. The NASDAQ at 14.79 is down 14.5. And the S&P 500 is at 821, and it's down 3.5 points.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is AM 580's Mike Sola. Mike, some snow overnight, but it was that powdery stuff with not much moisture in it.
Dave, that's correct. The totals across the area seem to range anywhere from around 5/100ths up to a little more than a tenth of an inch liquid, but that has been fluffing up a few areas in McLean County, reporting over an inch and a half of snow. And in Indiana, a little more vigorous snow. They've had over 3 inches around the Indianapolis airport, and still central and southeastern Indianapolis looking at some bands of heavier snow. Coming in behind this will be a brief shot of Arctic air, so very cold conditions. But already I'm looking forward to the warm-up that is pegged for the end of the work week and into the weekend. That will push temperatures well above the freezing mark for most of the Midwest, and also start to initiate some southwesterly flow and even some Gulf moisture that will stream up into the area. And we could see some potentially locally heavy rainfall across the area this weekend and early next week. And speaking of, a little bit of an unexpected precipitation event across Argentina. The showers that were in the forecast showed up, and in some locations showed up rather vigorously, with rainfall ranging from 1 to just over 2.25 inches across the area from easternmost Cordoba through central and southeastern Santa Fe and the Entre Rios region into Uruguay. Some locations are as much as 3 up to 3.5 inches of rain at Rosario. Rainfall also reached over an inch in central Buenos Aires, where amounts peaked at an inch and a half, or just over an inch and a half. Rain in other areas of Argentina ranged from a few 1/100ths of an inch up to about 1/2 inch. And Wednesday night through Friday morning will be the second wave of rain for the week. This is an event that has been advertised as the greater rain producer. And with the increased moisture in the atmosphere, it does look like there will be a good support for some stronger thunderstorms. And the event for southeastern Argentina may now produce as much as a half to an inch and a half, and some local amounts over 2 inches. There's also a storm off the east coast of Argentina that will be pushing moisture into the area. So that signals some nice improvement for some areas that have been in a very dry state across Argentina, and they could see some much welcomed rainfall across the area. As far as Brazil, rain was limited to about 30% of their summer crop region yesterday and early this morning. Areas from northern Sao Paulo into southern Minas Gerais and northern Goiás received up to 3/4 of an inch. As much as an inch occurred in part of southern Minas Gerais. Rainfall elsewhere was pretty erratic and light. Net drying continued from Rio Grande do Sul into Sao Paulo, Mato Grosso do Sul, and in through Mato Grosso, where topsoil has firmed significantly over the past week and rainfall is needed. The forecast remains similar to what we talked about yesterday. Most of Brazil should get rain at one time or another during the next couple weeks. Far southern Rio Grande do Sul, Bahia, will receive the most limited amount of moisture, but all other areas should see sufficient rain to support the ongoing crop needs. Most of the drier areas in southwestern Brazil should get some rainfall before the coming weekend passes, and amounts should be sufficient to prevent dryness from festering any threat to crops. Now, quickly talking about the Midwest, again, the Corn Belt, the snow is falling, moving into the Ohio River Valley. Another surge of bitterly cold air is invading the area, and the situation should turn around drastically with a big warm-up pushing in from the central and southern plains as we close out the work week. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 5.93, unchanged. Last trade down 1.5. May, 6.02 3/4, down 1 3/4. Last trade down 2.5. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5.61 3/4, down 2. Last trade down 3 3/4. July, 5.88, down 3/4. Last trade down 4 3/4. March corn opened at 3.70, down 1/2. Last trade down 4 1/4. May, 3.81 1/2, down 1/4. Last trade down 4 3/4. July, 3.91 3/4, down 3/4. Last trade down 5. December, 4.15 3/4, down 1/4. Last trade down 4 3/4. March beans opened at 9.58 3/4, down 3/4. Last trade down 11 3/4. July, 9.70, down 3. Last trade down 11. November, 9.25, unchanged. Last trade down 11 3/4. March soybean meal opened at 3.05.50, down 70. Last trade down 4.10. March soybean oil opened at 31.79, up 3. Last trade down 18. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Yesterday, corn broke below some suspected support levels. The March below 373, the beans below 957. Are you making any new recommendations to people you work with off of those numbers?
Well, there's people thinking that we'll see the low today or tomorrow, so we're kind of watching right now. We've tried to have people with puts in place to or selling calls up until this point, and we're looking at lows sometime this week or next for it to turn around. So we're kind of in a waiting mode right now to see where it actually does go.
Do you think that there's a good chance, a fairly good chance, corn will go and test that 360 level in March basis?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, the old recent low was, I think, 59-something, and that's what we're looking for it to touch. If it doesn't go through there, we look for it to bounce partly way off of it.
And if it goes through there, how dire might you be? Do you think we'll go and try all the way down to the December lows?
No, I don't think we'll go that low, but we are looking at the 340 to 50 area after the 59 3/4 of it doesn't hold.
What about on the bean charts? What do you see there today?
On the beans, we've equaled the recent lows there last night and I think yesterday in that 910 area of the new crop, and we're looking for it to bounce off of there. Also this week on the old crop, we are looking at 920 and 940 as 940 to 43 as support, and then the 20 to 26 area as support.
Wheat rallied smartly off a low it made yesterday, I thought.
Well, the wheat is still thought to be maybe to go a little lower yet. There's still worries about the wheat supply in the world because of lack of wheat being that was planted in the Northern Hemisphere. But with the world economy the way it is and everything else, it's still thought to maybe it'll be a follower of the corn and beans.
So you don't think wheat will be the first to find a bottom?
I don't know that it will, no.
All right. Go ahead and give us your calls then for this morning, please.
Calls for corn are 3 to 5 lower, beans 9 to 14 lower, wheat 2 to 5 lower. And you get over into the livestock, we're talking mixed on both cattle and hogs after the move up yesterday on cattle.
All right. Anything else to add before we let you go today that you're watching?
We're watching, of course, the crude oil and the U.S. dollar. Those sometimes take over from the outside forces, and then, of course, the world economy, all of the world bad news that helps push things down.
All right, Pete. Thank you very much. You have a great day. That's Pete Manhart, and he is with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. This just in, the Federal Reserve announced the extension through October 30th of its existing liquidity programs that were scheduled to expire on April 30th. You're listening to WILL AM 580, 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.